I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. Between now and Election Day, we'll be talking to people outside the U.S. about how they see our presidential race. Amra Koura is an Egyptian entrepreneur who's been keeping a close eye on Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. We reached him at home in Cairo, and I asked him what stands out for him in the race.
What stands out is the difference between this election and any other election we've seen before. The two candidates are quite controversial in our point of view, at least from my point of view. And we have a very fragile state at the moment. It's barely holding together. So we do not require or need any more turbulence, really. The activists and the people who who are interested in the human rights, and they're very scared that if Trump wins, he will support Sisi more, and that will keep him in power. Why would you want to disrupt the status quo in Egypt? I don't understand it.
You support the status quo in Egypt and President Sisi. How do you see the U.S. presidency affecting what happens in Egypt, whoever gets in?
I have to be very clear about my support for the status quo is because we suffered. We had chaos. There were like lines everywhere. It was a chaotic place. You couldn't go down at night. Now I'm living in a country where we're going to work normally, going to dinners, going to the beach. I'm enjoying this safety. You understand? I'm not very much enjoying the political side of it, but I'm enjoying the safety and the security I'm living in.
I understand.
So I don't want this to be disrupted. What the U.S. president in general would want is democracy in the Arab world. And it's obvious that the democracy that America, or its understanding of democracy, is totally different than what applies to us and what works in our country.
What do you mean by that?
In a country like Egypt, with 90 million, 50% of them are illiterate. It's impossible to govern a country. And this is what happened after the Arab Spring. We need a bit of autocracy and a bit of, let's say, a just dictator. Because without that, it turns into chaos, unfortunately.
So would you say that inclination that you're describing is also part of the appeal of Donald Trump?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, with Hillary Clinton, it is the opposite. We actually are scared of what she might be doing in the Middle East. More disruption, adding more chaos to the area. The American support to revolutionary youth and stuff is great, fantastic in headlines. But when it comes to the ground, it's very dangerous. So it has to be governed in a different way than what the democracy system that's happening now across the world, or at least across the Western world. I'm not a great fan of Trump, to be honest, as a symbol of presidency, but I'm not also very favorable of Hillary Clinton because of her history with us, or at least with our country and our area.
Amra Koura is a producer, director, and entrepreneur. He lives in Cairo and travels widely around the Middle East. If you're interested in more conversations and stories about how a new generation is navigating the U.S. election, join us at pri.org/unconvention. You'll find more there from The World and from our partners, Mike.com and the 92nd Street Y.